And thank you, Mr. Vice President. Well, thank you for giving us a chance to, yes, to answer to the, some of the advanced questions. The last one is concerns from those, some of those countries who question us about the freedom of speech, and we appreciate that they might have been concerned with some articles going around the internet about Kiribati having problems with foreigners coming in, foreign agendas. So I thought I'd take this space in explaining our position. Kiribati has experienced issues with border control, especially the flow of entry, the flow and entry of foreigners to Kiribati. And its government has been very concerned with those who came under the false pretense of visiting, when in fact they were working on producing films, documentary films, which they, you know, they are out to sell and make good money out of them, and especially when it comes to portraying Kiribati, when they claim they are supposed to be documentary films, which, you know, which portrays Kiribati in a false manner. And one of them was a film regarding Kiribati, you know, sinking under the rising waters, which of course is not true. We are not sinking. We are there, but we are being battered. And so there's a difference between sinking, disappearing under the waves, and you know, and being impacted by climate change. And so, and this was followed by another filming group that came to capture the disaster of the sinking ship, which resulted in the loss of many lives, which was very sad for us. But when people come and they do not follow the procedures, then there is this misunderstanding, because they do not declare their intentions, their, what they are here there for. And therefore, Kiribati had reacted in creating a measure, which to some of you, and I regret to say, may not be very pleasant, but we are now working on that to differentiate between those who come to do filming, to do business with filming about our islands, and those who come to just to do reporting. And I can assure you that Kiribati is taking that very seriously on board, and we should be able to be, you know, to be allowing all journalists coming in as before, as we used to, in the normal way, to capture the stories and the news about Kiribati. Mr. Vice President, I thought we stopped there for at this stage.